Okay, guys, so we were recording for about 35 minutes and my computer crashed and it was a beautiful podcast. It was going great.
We're getting personal. It was deep.
Deepest, darkest secrets, and my computer crashed. So let's turn this podcast into a fuck Apple podcast.
Fuck Apple. Fuck Steve Jobs.
Fuck Steve. Oh, man, fuck that guy. He's a loser, bro. What happened to you, dog?
Probably deserved it.
You had it coming. yeah, but Steve Jobs was a scam artist.
So he was an asshole.
He was an asshole. He was a conceited piece of shit. I'm sorry you died. R.I.P. Bozo. You know what they say?
Rest in piss.
Rest in piss. Yeah, he's kind of a piece of shit. Anyway, that is a real tragedy. I'm honestly kind of pissed right now. I look happy, right?
Yeah.
I'm not, dude.
It's been serious. His veins popping out from his forehead.
It's a little upsetting, honestly. Because, you know, you put time and effort into creating a conversation, and then your computer that costs you over $1,000 crashes on you.
We talked about being adults, about being gang-banged on.
Gang-banged on? Want to know it?
Yeah. We're taking shots for this.
It was not that kind of gang-bang, guys. But we're going to take another shot. We took a shot to start the podcast. And you know what? This just made things a little depressing. So we're going to take another shot. Eddie's taking his gum out, sticking it behind his ear.
It's clink. It's
clink. Clink time. Clink, baby. Oh, madre. Oh, trying to cut some lemons.
He did a carita.
You don't make a face. You're one of those guys, huh? You try not to make a face.
I don't.
I saw a video once. Someone posted it. I think you retweeted it. I think one of your homies. If you're drinking a beer with your eyes open, bro.
What? Yeah, dude. I had many drinking adventures I don't recall.
Well, I saw that video. I remember. It was you drinking a beer, eyes wide open. Just, you look sad as fuck, dude. Honestly, I wanted to hug you when I saw that video. I'm like, damn, this man is going through it right now.
Going through it?
He's going through it. He's just drinking beer just to drown his demons.
What was this, too? The ETA?
It was a while ago, bro.
Oh.
It was a long time ago. You have any thoughts on the Travis Scott, the Astroworld thing? Pretty crazy.
I mean, it sucks. It's sad.
All right, guys. See you next week.
Wait. What?
What?
Oh, no. I mean, I got to say that, okay, I like Travis Scott, but I got to say he has the worst fan base ever.
Dude, honestly, worse than the Drake fan base.
Yeah.
Because Drake fans are fucking annoying because they think he's good. He's not. You know?
Maybe he has like 2-3 good songs.
Every once in a while he puts out a song that I think is actually pretty good.
But I feel like his last album was pretty kind of disappointing. I like 2 songs from it.
I listened to like 6 songs. I went 6 songs into the album and then I was like, that's enough for me. I don't need any more.
I only like Knife Talk, the one with 21 Savage. You know what that is?
No. I don't think so. How does it go?
Let me see. I think I know, you know. I think
just sing it for me.
I don't know how it goes.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
Yeah, I think I tried that one. I also tried
this one.
I don't know how that song. No.
Okay. Well, that's the only one I like.
I don't club, bro. I don't hear these.
That's not even a club song.
How do you know it? Just listen to it.
It was on his album. I think his best song is with him and Future.
Shout out Future. No, don't say it.
Shout out Future.
Don't say it.
Toxic King. He'd rather hang out with Jada.
You got a pink as me?
What?
Exactly.
Life is good.
Life is good?
Yeah.
I think that...
When he said... I'm not going to say it.
Say it.
I ride for my brothers. I'll lie to my bitch. I was like...
You heard what? Repeat it.
I'll ride for my brothers and I'll lie to my bitch. I was like, this man is speaking facts.
Man, Future. Future's a love guru for sure, bro.
I like the Future memes. I think those are pretty funny.
You sound like such a boomer right now. People that say that kind of shit.
What?
Oh, I love those memes. I love these kind of memes.
I love
just like the meme.
I like Future memes.
Why do you have to like categorize the memes? Oh, my favorite kind of memes are these.
I like Future memes.
That's cringe, bro, to talk about the memes you like.
What do you mean? What kind of memes do you like?
I don't want to talk about it. That's clean.
Just talk about it.
No, that's private, bro. That's internal. That's a private question.
Like, I like
religion. You can't ask me about what
I like. Deep fried memes.
Dude. Yeah, deep fried memes, I'll make an exception. Like, I will talk about those.
Like, remember all those text messages I was sending you? I was sending this guy some random messages.
Just like randomly throughout the day, I'll get a text and it's like something about getting my bread up or something. It's basically Eddie calling me bro.
I think it says something like, I'm like Little Caesars, low quality meat, but high, but high bread. And I think I said, I must be an STD the way I'm dripping.
I like that kind of shit.
And those guys are like, what the fuck are you talking about? Because I just sent to him in the randomest of the day.
But you know what's funny is that like a lot of those memes are like memes that we saw like, I don't know, 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And back then they were funny when you're like you're young. And then it went through a phase where like, that's fucking lame, bro. Those are like, you know, that's just played out.
The slow kid memes.
Yeah, and then it came back now. And now to me, that's like the funniest shit. Like, for me now, that's like top tier. Like, cause it's not like topical at all. It's just fucking dumb as shit. Like that's the best kind of meme.
Motherfuckers claim to be the shit, but can't outfart me.
Was that account called like Shirtless Gatorade or something? Yeah. Like that? They put up all these stupid ass memes. That's a great account. Like Boomer ass Joe Rogan. Like you know how he puts up memes.
I saw.
And they're like. Like,
oh, life before the sissies.
Australia before the sissies took over or something. He's that guy is such a fucking boomer, bro. Fucking fuck Joe Rogan, dude. There's probably no other human that I despise more than Joe Rogan. And I used to be a huge Joe Rogan fanboy.
I remember.
I was big. I wanted to shave my head because of him. I wanted to go
hunting. Didn't you shave your head?
No. You think I wanted to shave my head because I'm going to look like Joe Rogan? I have a terrible head. I have the worst shaped head.
I've only listened to two of his episodes.
Which ones?
The one with Adesanya. Mm-hmm. I think he came out twice, right?
I think so.
I think only the first time. The first time he went on. And then I forgot the other guy's name. But I think we've talked about it. He talks about like aliens and like Area 51 and how he worked there.
Oh, Bob Lazar.
Yeah. I've only listened to those two. Good.
I feel like I don't like Izzy. I don't like Israel Adesanya.
As a fighter or as a person?
As a person.
As a fighter?
As a fighter, he's good. As a person, I feel like he's annoying.
Really?
Or like the whole anime shtick, like bugs me. I don't know. He's a fucking nerd.
I like him as a fighter.
But as a person?
He's alright. I don't really care for him.
Oh, you don't care about him?
I mean, he can talk shit and back it up. Mm-hmm. Like with the Australian guy? What's his name? Whitaker?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Whitaker.
He whooped his ass, no? He almost fucking killed him.
Whitaker? Yeah. Whitaker beat him or he beat Whitaker?
No, he beat Whitaker.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. What about today? You gonna watch today's UFC fights?
I didn't know there was a UFC fight. I'm gonna watch the boxing fight. Who do you think's gonna win?
What?
Who do you think's gonna win the boxing match today?
It's Canelo, dude. They set him up like
Brown Pride.
White ass Canelo. Brown excellence. He's literally a ginger, bro. White and fucking brown excellence. That was funny when they put that shit up. Brown excellence, it was Brandon Moreno, Canelo Alvarez. They had like the girl that won the Miss Universe or whatever.
Oh, yeah, they're all white.
They're all white as shit.
They're brown pride.
Where, dog? You could say Mexican excellence. Not brown pride, bro. The whitest motherfuckers in the country.
Do you hope that Vicente Fernandez dies?
Yeah. I hope that...
I agree with you. Honestly, he's a womanizer. He's kind of racist.
He's racist?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He's made derogatory terms.
Like what?
I don't remember, but that's what I've been told.
You don't have to say them, but you can just...
That's what I've been told, but I forgot.
Told who? Don't say black people. Is it black people?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah. I gotta check my sources. But I know, like, he's touched women.
I think anybody born before, like, 1950, 1960 is probably a piece of shit, honestly. Like, no matter how much you love them, like, if it's your grandma or grandpa, you think they're great, they whatever, they helped you out so much. Deep down inside, they're probably terrible people.
I know white people are racist and I hate them, but honestly, Hispanics are pretty racist, too.
But I think Hispanics are, not, I don't want to say worse, but the racism is so, like, normalized like within like Mexican culture. Like you just say racist shit, you don't even know it's racist.
Until, like when they're like pelo de chino?
I mean that's not, I don't think that's, is that racist? That's true. What the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Like, oh, like tienes un pelo chinito. Like what the fuck does that mean? It's curly? How does that translate?
I've never seen an Asian with curly hair.
Dude, that's so true.
So I was like, what does that even mean?
That is true. Who do we ask about this? Like the Mexican president? Like,
I know. Hey
man, you gotta explain yourself, dude.
What does this mean?
What is this all about, man? We've been saying this shit forever, and we don't even know where it comes from.
What do they call every Asian Chino?
Oh, yeah. It's just like, oh, Chinito. They're like, okay, but like, where is he from? And then like, you hear the last name, like, that's not Chinese, bro. That is a Japanese person. Or that's a Vietnamese person.
I know.
They know, oh, Chinito.
Like, no, Filipino? Dude, it's like Garcia?
I'm literally telling you, bro. That is not a Chinese person. That is, like, that is a Filipino.
If a Filipino has a last name Garcia, no, 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 it's Chinito.
Chinito, que se apellida Santos. They don't care. There's like very little nuance. Mm-hmm. With the way that most Mexican people that I know, or older Mexican people, like, they just refuse to acknowledge that the life is not black and white. They're just like, dude, like, if you're Chinese, you're Chinese. If you're black, you're black. If you're white, I'm like, really, that's it? Life is that simple? That's just how, you know, how many billions of people are on Earth, and that's just the way that works. You're just either Chinese, black, white, or brown, or Muslim, as whites say, Arabs,
Muslim,
Arabs, Muslims. Yeah, I think, like, white, like, now, if somebody is, like, overtly racist now, like, a white person, you just laugh at them. Because, like, dude, really? You're still that kind of, this is, like, 50s racism, bro. Like, that shit's
1950s.
Outdated,
this is,
bro.
This is Jim Crow racist.
Yeah, this is, we're gerrymandering now, homie. What are you doing over here actually saying shit? Go redistribute some districts or something. That's modern racism.
Have you seen how there's more red counties in California than blue?
Really?
Yeah. But the only reason why we won is because there's more people living in the blue.
Well, yeah, all the red is up there, like in
San Diego,
ass crack of America, San Diego,
Orange County, I think San Bernardino.
San Bernardino County is a Republican.
Why is it? I forgot if it was San Bernardino or Riverside, one of those.
Probably both, honestly.
I know Santa Clarita is blue.
Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because San Francisco, all that stuff.
Santa Clarita is not San Francisco.
Oh, it's Santa something.
San Jose.
No, the county name is Santa something.
Santa Claus.
There we go. Santa Claus County is
blue. Santa Claus is Republican, bro.
I think Santa Barbara, like that county. Ventura, I think Ventura is red.
Dude, all the rich areas. But there's like 10 people living there. And in LA, there's a bunch of like black and brown people and like scared white people that are...
Scared white people?
Scared white people that vote for Democrats. And we win. Because who gives a fuck about those people that live, you know?
Did you hear that Eric Garcetti got COVID?
I heard.
I hope he dies.
Fuck, damn, bro.
I hope he dies.
You're two shots in. You're wishing death on a...
death to Garcetti. Death to Garcetti.
All the Republicans are like, well, if he's vaccinated, then why did he get COVID?
Yeah, I know.
Vaccine works, why did he get sick? I mean, what can I say? Honestly, bro, I think that they're doing a terrible PR job. Like, if you're trying to push the vaccine... Which is fine. I think people should get the vaccine, right? But like, if your job is to get people to take it, and they're not doing it, the last thing you should do is be like, "Oh, I have the vaccine and I got sick." Even though they're saying like that's what happens, right? They're not trying to hide it. Yeah, you can still get sick. You can still get COVID. But like, to these fucking pea-headed like conservative idiots, they're like, it doesn't work. He got sick. Like, the antibodies are better. Antibodies work way better. And you should just lie, bro. Don't say you're sick. Don't give them that.
Just, I mean, it's supposed to help you. Like, you're not going to get as sick. You're not going to go to the hospital.
Yeah, but as I'm telling you, their stupid conservative brains don't, it doesn't register with them. Mm. Like, they don't care. It's just like, you got sick. Like, oh, I got sick and I was fine. I didn't tell nobody. I still went to work. That's how they were. I went out. I went to the beach. Like when Joe Rogan got sick, remember? And everybody was like, oh, that's what you get, you fucking bald bitch. And then, he was like, like, I'm fine. On his podcast, it was so disgusting. He's like, I was fine. Like, I survived. It was no big deal. And he's like, but I took ivermectin and I took monoclonal antibodies and like all this shit. He's like, and I'm fine. I'm like, well, yeah, dude, you're like taking the shit that Donald Trump took, like the shit that presidents take. Like, of course you're fine.
Yeah.
Is your common, like, your regular, like, citizen, like, American citizen going to be fine if they get COVID? If they don't have money for that?
You know when Trump got sick and everyone thought he was going to die? Mm-hmm. And everyone was celebrating? Because he went to the hospital.
Yeah.
They're like, he's going to die. And everyone was so happy.
Yeah.
And then he was out and about after.
It was like 4 days later. I remember CNN was like so invested. Like, you know, deep down inside, they wanted that motherfucker to die. Like, nobody said it. Like, Don Lemon didn't have the ball. Like, what's the other guy's name? Chris Cuomo?
Cuomo?
The Italian guy. Like, nobody wanted to say it, but they deep down inside, they're like, die, bitch. And part of it too, I didn't want him to die because he's funny. You know what I mean? He's a piece of shit, but he's funny. But I wanted him to have a terrible time. Like, when they took like pictures of him like inside the hospital, like working supposedly. Right?
They were, when he got out, when he was back in the White House, he did like a video and they had to edit it because he was coughing. He was like,
it was all these cuts. Like, even dude, even when he like the chopper brought him back, to the White House and he got off and he was standing on the balcony. And he took his mask off, and people were like, on scene, they're like, oh my God, like, the president is taking his mask off. And then he was like standing there like this. And you could see him, like, he couldn't breathe.
Struggling?
But he was struggling. And he was just.
And then everyone was worried. He's like, if he dies in Mike Pence is going to be president.
Like, he's worse. And that's the state of politics, man. They're just like, all right, if he dies, then Mike Pence is the president.
And if he dies, it's the teacher lady of her name.
Teacher lady?
The one who's in charge of Board of Education.
Oh, Betsy DeVos?
Yeah. It wasn't her. Betsy DeVos?
It wasn't her, was it?
Yeah.
No, why would she be next?
That's how politics work.
I think you're wrong. I think Nancy Pelosi was like fourth in line.
She's gross too.
Huh?
She's gross too.
She's freaking disgusting. They're all disgusting for different reasons. At least Trump was honest.
I feel
he was
like
a piece of shit, but he was like, "Yeah, I am what I am."
I feel like if I touch her skin, it's gonna be like gross.
I feel like Nancy Pelosi is made out of like wax.
I feel like she would feel like leather.
That's just because she's old, bro.
No, but like you know, old people yeah. Their skin's soft.
Yeah.
I feel like she would feel like leather.
Okay, like a couch?
Like her face looks plastic. And not like, I'm not saying like plastic surgery plastic. I'm talking like...
just with age.
Like toy plastic.
Mm, okay. Like China plastic.
Mm. Like what?
China.
Yeah.
Yeah? Fair enough. I wouldn't say Nancy Pelosi is hot. You know what I mean?
But you're not saying she's ugly.
I'm not saying... I'm not going to comment on the appearance of a...
I'll do it for you.
Of the Speaker of the House. Go ahead.
She's not pretty, but she's not ugly.
She's not pretty.
Saying is, I'm in it for the experience.
She's not pretty, but she's ugly. Let's say that. Let's not be rude.
Okay.
She's corrupt as fuck. That makes her ugly.
Oh, yeah.
We can say that. We can say she's ugly because she's corrupt.
Fuck her nephew.
Who's her nephew?
Gavin Newsom.
Oh, that's true. That's crazy.
Fuck him.
You don't like Gavin Newsom?
I hate Gavin Newsom.
Why?
Where's my stimmy, bitch?
Motherfucker, you are the last person that should be asking for a stimmy.
Where's my second stimmy? Where's my second California stimmy?
The government already helped you enough, Eddie?
I want more help.
That's fair enough. Who doesn't need more help? Me too. Every time I hear about a stimmy, I'm like, hey, man, I'm not going to complain, bro. The least the government could do is send us money every couple months, bro.
Yeah.
And they go, why, for doing nothing?
Exactly.
Yeah. Man, I got to do nothing every fucking day in your bullshit system. $1,000? Well, that's going to spoil me as a person? I still gotta go work because rent is so fucking expensive.
It is.
$1,000 doesn't even cover people's rent.
$50 for gas? $60, $70?
Dude, it cost me $50 yesterday to fill up my car.
Where do you go?
It was like $76. Okay, I'm not gonna put Arco in the car. What do you... I'm not suicidal. Mm. I care about my car. Honestly, dude, if you put Arco in your car, switch to 76 or Chevron. Put 3/4 of a tank.
If you go to Arco... You just sound bad. You're going through it.
Yeah, if you ever put Arco gas in your car, you should go to the mechanic and ask him to swap out your gas reservoir and just put a new one because you fucked it up by putting that cheap shit in there.
No, I put Shell.
Shell?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's because I get 25 cents off.
Well, you're one of those guys, huh?
What do you mean, one of those guys?
Yeah, one of those guys with the watching the points and stuff.
Yeah.
I got 20 cents back. Or guys like bargaining and shit.
No, it's because I get like, I have T-Mobile. You have T-Mobile?
No, I have AT&T.
So I'm not rich. Dude. At least they reward us for being poor.
That's true. We know you're poor and your life fucking sucks and you're miserable. But hey, man, here's 20 cents off.
Here's 20 cents off gas.
For every 20th gallon of gas you pump, 20 cents off.
Dude, I don't know if I told you. I went to San Francisco a couple weeks ago. And I was going through Big Sur. You know what that is?
Is that like by the coast?
Yeah. And I didn't know that there was like no gas station within the next like 80 miles. And I was like halfway through my gas. So I was driving and then I was low. I probably just had like 10 miles left. I saw a gas station. So I pulled up and the gas was like $7 a gallon.
Damn.
I was like, fuck. But I'm like, dude, like, I need it. Like,
that's fucked up, man.
Yeah.
Honestly, that shit is probably illegal.
I mean, it's business because, like, either you put gas here or the next station is in, so another 50 miles.
Yeah, but that shit is probably illegal. That's like, I'm pretty sure there's a law against that.
Really?
Yeah. What are your sources? Like, if they're like price gouging, they're like, we know you need this. I mean, companies do that shit all the time, right? But, like, so blatantly, like, $7, like, explain why.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they need to have an explanation on paper, like, why your pricing is $7. I mean, as long as they don't get caught, they're good because they got you. How much did you pay in gas then? Like, $80?
No, I filled it up halfway. Something like 35.
That's fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my car, $50 is the most that I've ever put in the car. It's bad, man. I used to be able to fill up my Corolla with $30.
Dude, I remember my Sentra, I was able to fill it up with $20. And it would last me like 20, like
now
2 weeks.
You're lying, bro.
No, I'm serious.
You're fucking lying. $20?
Like 20, 25.
Okay, 30 maybe?
No, not 30.
Oh, okay.
Like 20, 25. And it would last me like 2 weeks.
Honestly, that's bullshit, dude. $20 to fill up a car?
And now with this new Accord, like, I think to fill it up, it's 70.
But it's a V6, right?
Yeah, but it lasts me 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
I go through a tank of gas in a week.
And where the fuck are you going? This pandemic.
Bitch.
Didn't you go to Mexico last month?
Me?
Yeah, you.
No.
No, it was like 4 months ago, huh?
Yeah.
In a pandemic.
Dog. You went to Hawaii. You want to talk about Hawaii? You want to talk about that?
No. All right,
I went to Mexico. So what? I feel bad about it.
It's a different country. At least I stayed in the country.
Hawaii is a different country.
It's a different state.
Yeah, because the U.S. says so. But it's a fucking different country.
If you say so.
You think Hawaiian people are the same as mainland Americans?
Hey, I look like them. I'm dark.
You don't look like them.
Yes, I do.
You don't. You look like the people that colonized Hawaii.
They look like... They confuse me for Filipino.
They think you're Filipino?
But,
you're like Rob Schneider?
The Uber driver did.
No, he didn't.
They did.
What did he say to you?
No, because we were talking about family and stuff. And he's like, he was talking about how he's from, or not him, but his son's from Hong Kong. And how like England like colonized it. And like,
oh my God.
This is before like.
The wokest Uber driver.
This is before like the lease. You know that lease? The lease was up with China. So I think it was like 2 years before the lease was
lease?
Up. Yeah, you didn't hear? They had a 99-year lease with China.
Oh, the Philippines?
No, it was like Hong Kong. So Hong Kong could like make their own rules, like. They're on everything.
Oh, okay. Like Taiwan, right?
Yeah, like that. It was for 99 years. So I think it expired like 2 years ago. But that time I went to Hawaii, I think it was 2 years before the lease was going to expire. So he was talking to me about it, about like people, how they were worried because like China was going to like...
Take over,
not let them rule themselves. And then we're talking about family. I was like, oh yeah, my friend's from Mexico. He's like, oh, I thought you were like Filipino. And like, it's kind of fucked up.
Why is that fucked up?
At the same time, I was worried.
Why is it?
No,
why
is don't it, go there.
Did it offend you that he's like, you might be Filipino?
No.
Filipinos are beautiful people, Eddie.
I'm beautiful.
Huh?
I'm beautiful.
Yeah, you're like, I'm beautiful, not Filipino.
Yeah, not Filipino beautiful, right. But I'm beautiful.
It's a little controversial,
sus?
But yeah.
So,
where did I go?
Okay. But yeah.
So this Uber driver just for no reason just started going all like political and...
I forgot what we were talking about, but yeah. Oh, no, because we were talking about school and how he was like a history major. And then how he moved from, like, Chicago to Hawaii.
To ask him, did you not learn anything about history, bro? You're like, oh, man, that's fucked up they did that to Hawaii. Let me go do it, too. Before it gets more expensive.
I know.
That's what colleges do, man. Colleges just teach you to be a successful piece of shit. Like, all the econ people. Yeah, I studied economics in college. Oh. To be a piece of shit. That's it.
The worst majors gotta be the nurses.
The worst majors in college would be nurses?
Yeah.
Why?
I hate nurses. They're so rude and they're mean.
All of them?
They think they're cool because they're nurses.
They're like a little clique, huh?
Yeah.
This would be a rule, no hot nurses.
They're like, oh, you're a sociology major? That's cute. I'm a nurse. Like, bitch, fuck you in the healthcare system.
Oh my God, dude. Damn, that's aggressive, bro. Yeah, honestly, I feel like I get nervous. I feel like I already said this once on the podcast, but I get nervous like when like the nurse is like an attractive person. It's embarrassing. You know?
Why?
How much do you weigh? Oh, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
That's personal.
Can you go like the fat nurse in the front? To come ask me that.
Can you get the receptionist?
Yeah, okay. Can my mom just write it down? Can I write it and fold the note? Can you give it to the doctor?
Oh, they're asking me all kinds of shit. Don't look at it. Just give it to the doctor.
I've seen videos of people on TikTok. And they're like, you don't have to tell
the doctor. Oh, you have
TikTok? No, TikTok. But I've seen like the post on Twitter.
Oh.
You know, I do not have a TikTok, dude. I had a TikTok my last semester of college because I had to for a class.
No.
It was social media class.
No, you had to.
I did. I did have to, Eddie. But anyway, I was like, people like, you don't have to tell them your weight when you go to the doctor's office. Like, just refuse. Because you know people like at police stops will be like, I don't have to give you my ID. Yeah. They're like, do the same thing at the doctor. You don't have to tell them your weight. Like, dude, you're literally paying the doctor to tell you if you're doing okay physically. And you're like, you know this valuable piece of information? Not gonna give it to you. It's not relevant. It's like, dude, I understand that it's difficult and it's uncomfortable.
It's embarrassing.
Assholes sometimes are like, God damn, you're fat. You're big as fuck. But, you know, whatever. Usually for me, it's like the dentist, you know, when I go and they look at my fucked up teeth. I'm like, man, I got other shit to do than to worry about my teeth.
I get embarrassed. I don't like going to the dentist. At least the doctor, you can see what they're doing to you, but the dentist, you can't see.
I know. It's embarrassing because like, they're seeing all the shit that you've never seen. Like, sometimes you can look in the mirror and see like what they were looking at. It's the worst when you feel though, or like when they're like, using a tool and they're like, God damn, we gotta change it out again. Damn, it broke. And you're like, what the fuck, man? It's the most expensive patient.
What's going up in there?
Like putting out like special tools and shit.
I wish they had like a TV on top so you can see what they're doing.
Fuck.
Like man. A video recording. You think you could be a dentist?
Do I think I could be a dentist?
Like you think like you go to school.
No, I think I have my hand is not steady.
I don't like teeth. I think the mouth is gross.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe your mouth is gross. That's why you feel that way.
No, my mouth is clean. You know when that's when I had a cavity?
When?
Never.
That's bullshit. Let me see. Open your mouth. Bottom.
You know why? Because I drink alcohol and alcohol kills all the bacteria.
As a kid, you drank alcohol?
Mouthwash alcohol.
I don't think that's how it works. But
says a kid, I had all the cavities. Says a sociology major?
Huh?
Says a sociology major?
What's wrong with what I said?
Continue.
What's wrong with what I said? What does my statement about mouthwash have to do with sociology?
What are your sources? It's been approved by 9 out of 10 dentists.
I'm a fucking sociologist, not a scientist.
You'd be that 1 out of 10 dentist.
I'm just a one asshole that's like, nah, fuck Listerine, dog.
Yeah.
Use water.
Fuck this. Fuck this toothpaste.
Fuck toothpaste, bro. Just
use your fingers. Use gum.
People that don't like that. Huh? Like, I forgot my toothbrush. And I'll just go get one. I'll use my finger. That's fucking nasty, that's bro. That's
gross. It's
disgusting. Your finger wasn't on it, man.
What? What'd you say? Just say it.
I said your finger was in some girl's ass last night. You brush your teeth with it now.
Added flavoring.
That was nasty, bro. That's disgusting. But yeah, I haven't gone to the dentist like in. I think we had this conversation last time. I'm sorry if we have, but it's coming up. I haven't been to the dentist in like 3 years, possibly.
Yeah, me too.
And the longer I wait, the longer I want to go. Because I'm like, things are just getting worse, man, honestly.
I only go if I'm feeling pain.
You're feeling pain?
Yeah. I think last time I went was like when I got my wisdom teeth taken out. Like
I've never gone to the dentist for pain.
That was the last time because of my wisdom teeth.
Did you call him? Like, oh, my tooth hurts. Like
my toothy hoit. My toothy hoit.
I need help. Just call. How does that work? Like, how do you make the call? Like, you just call and like the receptionist answers.
I don't know. My mom might call.
Your mom called?
I was in high school. My mom called.
All right. Fair enough. Last time I went to the doctor was to get my TB test done.
Oh.
For work.
It was weird. Because I had to get a physical for this job.
A physical?
Like a physical. I had to get STD tested. I had to get like a physical, like where they touched my balls. I had to get blood drawn. I had to get a drug tested. I understand the drug test and the TB test. I understand that.
Mm.
But everything else is like, what is this for?
My balls, doctor?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we need to check the flavor of them.
Yeah.
I was like, there's our STD test.
I was like, what's the point of this? I'm not going to have sex with the fucking patients.
Yet. Yet, sir.
I think that's illegal. I think it's a HIPAA law.
HIPAA?
Yeah.
That's weird, though. Right? It's actually weird that they made you get an actual physical.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. I needed one. I haven't had one since high school. A physical. I haven't had a physical since high school.
I know. What do you think I'm talking about? STD?
Yeah, I get one annually.
An STD?
Hey, you have to be safe.
You get an STD annually?
You have to be safe. No, SAT test. SAT test.
Okay, okay. Okay, just checking.
Yeah, yeah.
And you said it twice. So I said, like, yes, every year, dude.
No.
Every year on the dot. SAT for a year. So I was like, that's a high standard, man.
SAT testing or SAT season's coming up. Be careful, guys.
Well, when is SAT season?
Towards the end of the year with all the holidays and stuff. You know how people always tweet that depressing shit?
Mm.
I need a seasonal boo.
Mm. That's seasonal boo?
That's STD season.
We should start a campaign to eradicate STDs.
There's a new STD in England.
What's it called?
That will eat, I think, your mouth away.
Mm, what's it called?
I didn't read it. I just saw STD new.
Is that what?
STD new on Twitter.
There's a new STD out there.
And you know what's crazy?
Wow.
I was supposed to go to England tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Man?
I got the new job, so I had to change the date.
When are you going to go? Next month?
March.
March?
I'm in probation right now.
What would you do if you ask your job for time off and they go no?
I'm not asking them. I'm telling them.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Big boy. I got they do this thing at my job where I can't get overtime. Because I guess for my position, they don't offer overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but what we can do is give you like comp time. So like if you work 2 hours extra, you can leave 2 hours early. Or you can come in 2 hours late.
Oh.
But I'm like, fuck, I'm shy to use them. Like, I feel bad. Like,
you're a shy boy?
I'm a shy boy, you know? To be like, oh, excuse me, can I go home early? And they're like, really? And I'll be like, oh, no, am I sorry. And I'll run away, you know? But yeah. You have balls, bro. Just to be like, I'm just going to go on my trip.
Thank you.
I already have my tickets. Too fucking bad. I'm going to go.
Too fucking bad.
Too fucking bad.
These alcoholics got to wait another week.
I'm sorry, man. You just have to get another liver. Can they do liver replacements?
Not at my clinic, but yeah, they do that.
Okay. Interesting, interesting.
I think you can replace anything.
No, you can't. You can't do a heart.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
I know. Have you seen John Q, the movie?
John Q?
Yeah.
No.
What's the black guy's name? Denzel Washington?
Kind of racist, but yes.
That's not racist, dude.
African-American?
I'm just asking. Oh, wow. Okay. They're not all African-American, dumbass.
What are they?
There's Jamaicans. Jamaican-Americans.
You got, about that? You got me there.
Egyptian Americans.
That's still African.
Oh, but they're more specific, you know what I mean? African American is just a general term for people that are descendants of Africa but are not sure exactly what part of Africa they're from.
You think if you went to Muhammad and
tell to who?
Muhammad?
What do you say about that?
What do you mean?
You're trying to Muhammad?
Muhammad.
Muhammad, bro. What do you say to that?
Muhammad.
You're trying to be all like we get it, bro. You're like, oh, we get it. You're woke, bro. It's very Arab of you.
You think if you went up to Muhammad, him and called him African American, he'd get pissed?
He would. He would slap him. He would slap
the fuck. He'd drop you from the class.
What are you talking about, bro? Sit down, man. Shut the fuck up. Yeah, that guy would, bro.
Like, Muhammad, it's Africa.
Muhammad, chill out, bro. You are African. And technically, he is.
Technically, he is African American. There's no lie.
You didn't tell him that, huh?
He's a citizen.
My favorite African teacher, bro. Favorite African teacher. All the African teachers here at Cal State LA, you're number one, man.
You're my favorite.
You're the best one.
You're my favorite pharaoh.
Oh.
Out of all the pharaohs, like King Tut. King Tut. What is it? Cleopatra. You're my favorite pharaoh.
You're the top one, Muhammad. Muhammad, what's his last name?
I don't know.
Dude, that's crazy.
I forgot.
I'm not even going to try it, guy. I don't want to.
It's crazy, huh? Because he's African? Well, it's not crazy that he's African, but it's crazy that technically he is African.
Yeah, but we don't think of him as African. Because, what, he's Egyptian.
He's an Egyptian pharaoh.
He's an Egyptian king.
I wish I could call him that. I'd be like, thank you, pharaoh.
Pharaoh Muhammad?
Yeah.
What a beautiful man.
I'm going to build a pyramid for you.
I know when the pandemic started,
mm-hmm.
He was like, class is not canceled, guys. He was like, come into class. I always showed up and he's like, so what? He's like, we're all going to die or what? That was his, like, intro.
We didn't no mask either, huh?
No mask, yeah. Back then, it was just, like, no mask. And I remember going to school, and I remember that last day that I went in, it was raining, like, bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pissed. I'm, like, I was pissed because, like, there was the pandemic was starting, whatever. And I was, like, it seems, like, irresponsible, like, to make us go in. Like, we don't know what the fuck is going on here. Like, just come in. Plus, it was fucking raining, like, hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not that, like, I'm, like, in any other circumstance, like, they'd be, like, okay, don't come in. It's raining, right? But, like, I mean, those two things together, like, you would think that they'd be like, ah, not worth it. Like, for what? Like, just...
Yeah.
So, like, tell them, bye, guys. Last day we're going to see each other. And that's basically what we did. We just went in because everybody else canceled class. And he was like my only class that day. And he was just like, guys, like, all right, this is how we're going to do it. Like, we're not going to use SPSS no more. He's like, we're just going to do this, blah, blah, blah. And that was it. That was the last time I was ever on campus besides graduation.
I still won't forget Lewis's thing when he says, we'll be back in 2 weeks. I will never forget that.
That piece of shit liar, huh?
I can't read. The country actually said, we'll be back open in like 2 weeks.
Guys, stay home for 2 weeks and we'll be right back to normal.
That shit turned out to be a year and a half.
And we believed it. That was the worst part.
I was all excited. I remember because next week was our spring break.
But like, we're going to get 3 weeks.
I was like, so we're going to get an extra week of like a semester? Like, no, we're going to end on the same day in the semester, but you're just getting an extra week of spring break. I'm like, fuck yeah. And Covino was like, yeah, there's not going to be no online classes. Just
who?
Covino. He's like, just no classes for those 2 weeks. And then we never went back.
It's crazy, huh? It's crazy to think about just how we were doing things. Like, it's crazy. Or like at the beginning of the pandemic, I remember they were like, all right, the pandemic is going on, but nobody was saying like, okay, wear a mask. Right? It wasn't until like
June. Because I remember
a while later when they were
like, I remember my birthday, like around my birthday, that's when they required the masks.
Okay. Yeah, I just remember it was weird as fuck. I'm like, okay, like where do we get masks? I'm like, if you're awkward, like wearing your mask at first.
I remember at work, they required us to wear masks, but not customers, just us workers. And like, that's when no one had a mask. So my manager, stupid ass manager, was like, you know the coffee filters, the paper?
No.
He's like, you could make masks out of that. I was like, you're a clown. I was like,
fuck you.
I was like, I'm not wearing that shit. that's like, we didn't know how serious it was, right? So I went in with like, no fucking coffee filter. He's like, where's your coffee filter at? I was like, you have a mask for me? He's like, no. He's like, you can't work today.
Really?
I still got paid for it. I still got paid for that day, but
that's bullshit.
That's when my mom made me like a mask.
Oh, okay. Smart. Yeah, I just remember it was so weird, dude. Like the panic at the beginning too, like with people buying stuff.
Toilet paper.
I remember one day like, we were watching a movie like as a family. Like shit that we never did, right? Because we just like had time watching a movie, and then all of a sudden my parents are like, we have to go to the store. And like, they left and like, they came back with a bunch of shit. And I was like, why? And like, God, they're going to run out of stuff. I'm like, all right. I did that once. And I'm like, okay, like, nothing's going to happen. Like, that's bullshit. But yeah, dude, just a trip. Like, you're going to places. I don't know. I still remember vividly, like, the day that they ended the NBA season.
Me too.
Right? I remember.
Fucking Gobert.
Yeah, Rudy Gobert. Yeah. Oh, dude.
He was touching everything on the mics. And he
was like, haha, COVID. And boom. And he tested positive, right?
He got Donovan Mitchell sick.
He was the one that got sick.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know who was sick, right?
But he was like the first confirmed NBA player. Well,
I mean, the optics of it, right, were bad. Like, you're like a few moments earlier, we were fucking around about it. And then next thing you know, you are sick.
Yeah.
And the game was canceled. I remember like it was Oklahoma City versus the Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think Oklahoma City was out on the court and Utah wasn't out. Or they went out and they're like back inside. And then they told OKC, like, hey, back in your lockers.
I remember Mark Cuban's reaction too. Do you remember Mark Cuban's reaction? Because it was Mavericks.
Oh, he was at the game, right?
Yeah, it was Mavericks against I forget who. And then they just gave him the phone and he went like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because the game was already going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were like, finish the game and that's it.
No, I don't think they finished the game.
No, they finished the game.
Really?
I think so.
I think it was just minutes. I thought it was minutes into the game.
No. That game was already going on.
Oh.
I think. And then they got the message saying, like, that's it. Finish the game and we're done. Like, the season is paused.
I don't understand how they didn't let, like, in the bubble, they didn't let players exchange jerseys. They let them, like, be on each other, but they didn't let them exchange jerseys.
That was an actual rule?
Yeah. Because I remember Kyrie tried trading jerseys with someone else, but... They didn't let him.
Like, it was one of those things where, like, the optics of it. But like you said, it doesn't make sense. Like we're literally running next to each other, touching the same ball, licking our hands to like, you know, get more grip on the ball. Mm-hmm. And the line is drawn at the jersey. There's a fucking mosca around you.
Is he gone?
He's gone. Oh. Is he gone? Yeah, he's gone. The mosca is gone, bro.
Mosca's gone.
The mosca's gone. But yeah, man. It's crazy. It's crazy to think like how... Like we just got used to it.
It's crazy how it's over.
That's true. This is the COVID is over podcast.
COVID is over.
No, it's crazy that like COVID is not done, right? Like people still get sick and stuff. Like at the school where I work, like, kids test positive, like, every week.
Fuck.
But it's not, like, a big deal. Like, all they do is, like they know what kid is sick. They mm-hmm. pull them out of class. And any close contacts have to go home and like, get tested and, like, just chill. See if they get sick. And if they're vaccinated, they come back.
Oh.
Right. But even shit like that, like, compare that to the beginning of the pandemic. When you got sick, they were like, RIP, homie. RIP, Bozo, you're done.
Gotta get my affairs in order.
time to set up your... Your
will.
Your will, bro. You're going to die.
You're going to die.
And now it's just like, oh, go home, get tested, do your thing.
Isn't it crazy? Now she's like, oh, yeah, I have COVID. I'll see you guys in 10 days.
Yeah, I'll be back. Yeah, for the most part, right? Like, most people get it. Like, Colin Powell. Remember Colin Powell died?
Yeah.
Another Bozo. RIP, Bozo. Everybody was sad that he died.
Rest in piss.
Rest in piss, dumbass. Everybody, like, CNN was like, oh, like, the first African-American. Like, who gives a fuck? He's a fucking warmonger and liar. Like, fuck him.
He's a war criminal.
He's a war criminal. And just because he's black, you're going to give him a pass? No, sir. You're a terrible human. You're a fucking proxy for George W. Bush. But, oh, he had great quotes, bro, about perseverance. Who gives a shit? I bet Hitler had great quotes about motivation, right? But you're not going to be like, man, you guys got to stop thinking about politics, man. Like, dude, literally a war criminal. What do you mean stop thinking about politics?
Fuck that fool.
Fuck that fool, Colin Powell. I feel bad that you died, but also... I don't give a fuck. Had it coming.
You deserved it.
You deserved it, buddy.
Yeah, I'm just glad we can go out now. Pandemic's over. I'm not worried. Not worried about it anymore.
I feel like I get worried when there's like a big ass crowd.
I went to a concert last week.
What concert?
Don Toliver.
Mm.
Very okay, sexy.
Very okay.
Yeah.
Very okay, but very sexy.
I had fun.
Don Toliver. I've never heard of him.
A lot of white musty people, but I know a lot of white people don't wear deodorant.
Really?
A lot of white people don't wear deodorant. I don't know if that's just the white thing or.
I'm sorry. I remember time I didn't wear deodorant. I went to Knott's Berry Farm, and I guess I just forgot. And I was there, and I was like, "Oh my god, dude!" Like I smelled. I can move my arms. I wiggled them or something, and I smelled it, and I was like, "Holy shit." And I was so insecure the whole day. I was like, I'm not going to pick my arms up. It's terrible. Like when you
it remember, is terrible.
Like I will come back home. Like if I leave my house and I realize I don't have deodorant, I will literally come back to the house or I will stop and buy deodorant.
I have an extra one in my car just in case all the time.
Yeah, smart. I do too. I have one in my backpack because that's disgusting. Like if you're the kind of person that goes, I'm not wearing deodorant. Oops. And you just oopsie. Keep going. Like, what the fuck? Like,
oopsie.
You're fucking nasty, dog. Go back home. Who wants a beer on you? Because you're musty. Especially as a man. Nasty, bro.
That's pretty gross. You get that whiff? It's like sweet.
Really?
It's like sour.
Like a guayaba.
It's like sour sweet.
It smells like someone rubbed like cheap leather together.
And then there's always that one person like, God damn, someone smells.
Stop, man. It smells nasty.
You can always tell who it is because they turn red.
Yeah, what? You just leave it, bro. That's crazy.
It's not me.
We should find that guy, huh?
Let's find that fool. Beat him up.
When we find out who that is, we should make fun of him, huh? Bye. We just take off.
I'll go look for him on the other way, on the other side.
Nah. It's never okay to be musty. There's no reason.
As an adult, never.
Swear deodorant. Hey, I understand. Sometimes you forget. That's fine. It's not a crime. But the crime is not caring.
Being persistent about it and not wearing it?
Yeah, I mean, like, oh, it's because deodorant causes cancer. I'd rather, no. That's not that.
You'd rather what?
No. I'm going to slow down. I was going to go like from like 0 to 100.
Say it. Say it, but say JK at the end.
I know, I stopped myself. No. Nah. It was going to be a comment about having cancer instead of being musty, you know what I mean? I'm not going to say it though. But I was going to.
I know you were.
You know, you can kind of imagine what I was going to say.
I know.
But I mean, there's some... What's that shit they say that's in deodorant? Like, the toxin?
I don't know, but I know what you're talking about.
Some bullshit. Like, oh, there's aluminum. Who gives a fuck, bitch? You stink. Put whatever you got to put on your body to stop
that. Put that aluminum to work.
Huh?
Put that aluminum to work.
Yeah, man.
You're musty.
We'll use it, man.
It's there for a reason.
Think about that. You're so nasty that you need to put metal on your body to restrict the smells. It's fine. But I am very anti-Old Spice.
Why?
Some of them, the Old Spice ones, they irritate me.
What do you use?
I think I use right now the... It starts with a D.
Dove?
Nope.
Dove?
degree.
Oh, okay.
Degree from
I don't and, know. It's like a check mark on it, huh?
Yeah, you know the scents? Sport. Mm-hmm. Sport mode, bro.
Okay, for Old Spice, I don't like the white ones. I use the blue ones.
Yeah, those are good. I like them, but they just sometimes they irritate me.
Sometimes the itch is worth it.
No, but this is crazy itch, bro. This is a crazy itch. I like the white ones, but the white ones, like, they only like stains, or I don't know.
I don't like the white ones. I like the blue ones better.
The white ones are like for old people, kind of.
This is the blue ones are more like sport.
You don't like to be on sport mode or what?
I am on sport mode. That's why I use the blue ones.
This guy.
I'm always on sport mode.
This guy. What up?
Imagine it canceled again?
No, fuck no. I wish it ended before it does cancel again. Okay. I do not trust this computer anymore. All right, guys, we're sorry. We had a longer podcast, but my computer fucked up. So if you guys want to donate any money to our podcast, feel free to Zelle me money, Zelle Eddie money.
Zelle, Apple Pay,
Twitter Pay, cash. I live in Cudahy. He lives in Pico Rivera. Drop some money off.
It has to be less than $2,000 because then the government will tax me.
Tax these nuts, government. Tax Jeff Bezos. Thank you for listening to the Breakfast Burrito podcast. We love you.